or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports and international news. Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news. Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Zambia remains vigilant amid escalating Middle East tensions. Clergy condemned Freddie members' remarks on Arainde Ijilema over Edgar Lungu's burial dispute. U.S. submarine sank Iranian warship in Indian Ocean, with torpedo defense secretary says.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwate. Government says that Zambia remains vigilant amid escalating tensions in the Middle East and is closely monitoring the situation to protect its citizens. Delivering a ministerial statement, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Aimbe said government has activated an inter-ministerial response team to assess risk and strengthen contingency measures. He said that Zambia's diplomatic mission is in affected countries, have been directed to update registers of nationals, maintain constant communication, and prepare evacuation plans if the situation worsens. Mr. Haimbe assured Parliament that no Zambian has been reported injured or killed based on updates from missions in Egypt, Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates. He added that while some nationals have faced temporary travel disruptions due to airspace closures, government remains fully engaged to ensure their safety. However, Mr. Ambo said that Zambia still remains neutral and is not taking any side in the conflict.
This has brought together relevant ministries and agencies responsible for foreign affairs, defense, disaster management, and security coordination, as well as heads of mission accredited to countries in the affected region. The objectives are to A, receive real-time updates from our mission; B, assess potential risks to Zambian nationals; C, review and refine contingency evacuation frameworks; and D, strengthen interagency coordination mechanisms. Therefore, all missions in the affected regions are being directed to update and confirm registers of Zambian nationals.
Historian Houston Chiputa has cautioned that the United Party for National Development, UPND, risks losing public support if it fails to convincingly explain that the country's current challenges are temporal. Dr. Chiputa says that while the ruling party may be performing relatively better under prevailing circumstances, it must do more to clearly communicate its achievements and the reasons behind ongoing economic and social difficulties. He notes that public perception plays a critical role in shaping political outcomes, particularly as the country approaches August. Dr. Chiputa adds that the UPND should prioritize informing citizens about the progress it has made and the measures being implemented to address challenges, rather than focusing on political exchanges with the opposition. He says that effective communication and transparency will be key in strengthening public trust and ensuring voters fully understand the government's position.
Going forward, how are they resolving the national challenges? Although for the UPND, the biggest challenge they have is not developmental projects. The biggest challenge is there are very few people who explain convincingly to the Zambians that the challenges we have are temporal they are meant to realign the economy, they are meant to strengthen the economy, the benefits will come later. There are very few people who are saying that. Most people are just quiet. But in my view, that's the way I see it. That even if UPND loses elections next year, those who take over will benefit from the program that the UPND has implemented.
Now, some clergymen have condemned recent remarks by Freddie Membe, leader of the Socialist Party, in which he criticized President Alain De Itilema over issues surrounding the remains and burial of former head of state Edgar Lungu. Dr. Membe was formally charged under Section 21 of the Cybercrimes Act No. 4 of 2025 for what has been described as the alleged unlawful disclosure of details relating to a police call-out connected to an investigation. Earlier, Dr. Membe was arrested and formally charged with harassment and humiliation of the president under Section 22, Subsection 1, A and B of Cybercrimes and Security Act of 2025 for some remarks he made against the head of state. House of Clergy National Executive Director Jimmy Ngambi described the statement as reckless, insensitive and morally irresponsible, saying matters relating to the burial of a former president are sacred and they should not be politicized. He warned that such rhetoric risks undermining national unity and public confidence in state institutions. Reverend Ngambi further says that accusing the head of state without full knowledge of the legal and family processes involved is dangerous and could inflame emotions for partisan gain. He called on political actors to exercise restraint and demonstrate statesmanship.
Very unfair on the head of state to accuse him without full knowledge of the facts and the processes involved. It must not be exploited to inflame emotions, mislead citizens, or advance partisan agendas. We further find a statement against the president to be deliberate and calculated in an attempt to later claim persecution when the law visits the author. Such cheap politics undermines public confidence in our institutions and threatens the unity and stability of our country. Casting aspersions on the head of state over a matter that involves complex state, legal, and family considerations is not only unjust, but dangerous to national cohesion.
Meanwhile, Zambia Applauds Clergy Movement Chairperson Bishop Paul Kafinya has also condemned Dr. Membe's remarks, saying that the accusations against President Itilema were false and divisive. Bishop Kafinya has challenged Dr. Membe to provide evidence for his claims or retract and apologize, urging Zambians to reject divisive politics and safeguard national unity.
Let me be clear, these accusations are not only false, but are deliberate attempts to poison the unity and progress of our great nation. We strongly condemn this baseless allegation. They are not rooted in truth, but in malice. A desperate plot to undermine the integrity of a president who has dedicated himself to serving all Zambians, regardless of political affiliation. President Itilema has governed with transparency, fairness, and respect for the rule of law.
Konkola Corp mine KCM board chairperson Moses Banda has expressed confidence that the company will achieve its target of producing 300,000 metric tons of copper. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Banda says that the mining giant targets this production in the next 3 years. Dr. Banda is confident that KCM will attain this target due to massive investment injected at the mine. He says that in the last 2 years, the mine has received significant investment. He says that the mining giant will surely contribute to the country's target of 3 million metric tons.
So we know that our workers, our business partners, wherever they might be, they're all accepting that, seeing what is happening here through the various media platforms. So we want to celebrate with our people and our workers. But at the same time, I want to reflect that the past 2 years, we've seen a massive development and investment at Concord Copper Mines. So we are now aiming to reach 300 metric tons from almost zero 2 years ago. In the next 2 to 3 years, we shall be able to reach the path of the metric ton.
And now, business news.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia says that it is exploring regional markets for the crop in order to unlock new opportunities for Zambian growers. A delegation from the board is currently attending the official opening of the tobacco marketing season in Zimbabwe. Board Executive Director Robert Mwale has emphasized the importance of partnerships and collaboration.